Soundings presents an unabridged recording of In Focus, written by Anna Jacobs and read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings.
Prologue. It seemed a day like any other. Beth Harding got up at 6 o'clock and stared out of the window. Another grey London day. Would spring never come? She made a mug of tea and went to check her emails before work. Living alone meant she could do as she pleased in the mornings. Today there was an email from someone called Lost Girl. She nearly deleted it, then previewed it, and choked on a mouthful of tea.
"Hi, Mum. I'm all right. I know you've been worrying, but I had to get my head together. Give my love to Gran. Joe. P.S. In case you think this is a joke, I still remember my dog, Libby."
Beth read it again, printed it out, and carried the piece of paper into the kitchen, pressing it against her cheek as if that would bring her closer to the daughter who had run away from home at the tender age of 16. She'd heard nothing from Joe since. 3 whole years of worrying. Tears welled in her eyes, and everything around her turned into a blur. Suddenly she was sobbing, a harsh, ragged sound that seemed to echo through the flat. By the time she'd calmed down a little, the message she'd printed out was bubbled and blotched with her tears. Her daughter was alive. Alive. Until this moment, Beth hadn't even known that, though she'd hoped. You had to hope. 3 years ago, Joe had gone out one day and not returned. She'd taken a few of her possessions, but left most of them behind. The police investigations had got nowhere, and none of Joe's friends had seen or heard from her since. Beth's marriage had broken up the year before Joe vanished, but Shane had joined her in night watches for their daughter, searching places where down-and-outs congregated, visiting hostels. They had both been desperate for anything that might give them a clue, anything at all. They'd even forgotten their differences and grown to be almost friends again. Shane now lived in Canada, was married to a much younger woman, and had 2 young children. Beth was still on her own, and at 43 she had no intention of risking another relationship. As she made a second mug of tea, she murmured her daughter's name like a mantra.
Joe. Joe.
More tears welled in her eyes, leaving cool trails down her cheeks. It was wonderful news, but painful. She didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?